Hi, I'm Cordova Street, and you're listening to Gleeful Podcast.
Hello, welcome to Gleeful Podcast. I'm your host, Ed. Thank you for joining me. So, just recently, about a week and a half ago, I went to the Glee auditions in the Chicago Academy of Arts for the Glee project on Oxygen that will be airing this summer. And I just want to thank everybody for A, inviting me, and B, letting me stay, and C, letting me talk to so many awesome people. I want to send a shout out to Matt Cord for doing that opening that you just heard. I know, he's as attractive a person as you would expect him to be. And C, for letting me go pretty much all over the entire building. It pretty much blew my mind how much you let me do. I was like, we had a press room for a little bit. It was so sweet. And I also want to thank my friend Hannah for coming with me and helping me with the recording, so I didn't have to like focus on recording and doing interviews. So it was very, very awesome of everyone and everything that just went magically. And I want to thank Chicago for having a parking spot that had unlimited time. And I also want to thank Oxygen, even though I said I could only be there for 2 hours, I was there for like at least five. And I want to thank Tiffany, who is the host of the show, of the Glee Project. She was super awesome. And so was Elisa and Morgan and Jade. So I like, this is not a Grammy thank list, although one day maybe, one day. I want to thank the casting director too for an interview. So much. So let's just get right into it. Jade was very, very awesome and led us around the audition, and we got to go into one of the screening rooms to watch an audition happen live. And I'm going to play a clip from that we got from there, okay?
Good to see you guys. All right, so we're doing 16 bars. And if we raise our hand, it just means stop, because there's a lot of people to see.
Right.
So we're going to start with Daphne, right? And if you could give your name and where you're from and your age and what you're going to sing.
I'm Daphne, I'm 19, I'm from Oban, which is 30 minutes away from me. And I'm going to sing One of Us. If God had a name, what would it be, and would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him and all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question? And yeah, God is great, and yeah, God is good, and yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rylan. I'm from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. I'm 19 years old, and I'm going to be singing No Air.
Somehow I'm still alive inside. You took my breath, but I survived. I don't know how, but I don't even care. So how do you expect me to live?
Hi, I'm Marissa Walters. I'm originally from Muncie, Indiana, which is about 4 hours up here, but I go to school here in Chicago, and I'm going to be singing, and I'm telling you I'm not going.
Great.
And I am telling you I'm not going. You're the best man I've ever known. There's no way I could ever go. No, no, there's no. No, 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 no way, I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free. I'm staying. And you, you're gonna love me.
The next thing I did was go around and talk to lots of the auditioners and do interviews with them. I have about 3 interviews, and I'm going to play them for you right now. So enjoy.
Hello,
Can you say,
stand up?
No, okay. it's audio only, okay. So you can do whatever you want. I'm Edward from the Gleeful Podcast, and what's your name?
Michelle. And where Michelle are you Hernandez, from? Miami, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you go to university around here?
No, actually, I go to Miami-Dade College back home.
So you just flew in for this?
Yes, I just came here for the weekend.
There's only the Chicago audition and the Dallas audition, right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
So I guess this one was more convenient for you. What song did you sing?
I sang One of Us.
How did that go for you? It
went really well. I mean, I'm going on to the next round, which is a lot farther than I expected, so I'm really excited.
That's really good. If you get on the show, can you envision yourself romantically involved in a storyline with any character? And if so, who?
That would be kind of hard to tell. I mean, all of the guys that are on the cast right now, I wouldn't mind being romantically involved with if I were on the show.
Which one would you prefer?
Finn.
And this show has been very gay positive. Would you be willing to do a scene with Santana or Brittany? Because they've had kissing scenes on the show. Would you be opposed to that?
No, I mean, I'm always open to expand like all my talents, and any single opportunity that I have to open up the audience views on the show, I would definitely want to be a part of something like that.
Okay, awesome. Do you have any remarks or anything about the process? Has it been obviously not very fast, but has it been at least it kept moving along?
Yeah, I mean, the whole entire process has just been, I think being outside in the cold was the hardest part for me since I'm from Miami and this is the first time I've ever seen snow.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the whole entire process has been a blessing because they're giving a bunch of everyday people an opportunity to be on the show, so mm-hmm. I'm just happy to be here.
Do they tell you where the next stage of the location?
I have no idea of anything. I didn't even know there was another round today. I thought I was just going to sing and get a call or not get a call, so this is great.
Okay, that's awesome. On the site, it said to only have one song prepared. Do you have a second song prepared?
Yes, just in case I have no air, but that's, I really hope they don't make me bring that one out.
Did you think the song list was too restricting? Because I only saw at most 20 songs on the list.
I mean, it was difficult for me to find a song that I could, you know, show my vocal talents to. I had to, like, tweak it a little bit and really practice. I've never taken singing lessons before, so that's probably why it was more difficult for me. But, I mean, I thought that everything that was there was pretty, anyone could pick something that was good for them. So it was wide. It was broad.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe this isn't a good spot. Hi, what's your name?
Ben Johnston.
Where are you from?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
And what song did you sing today?
Gives You Hell.
How was that for you?
It was pretty good, a little nervous, but I mean, for the most part, I enjoyed it. And I mean, I know the song pretty well because I like the band and everything, but I messed up just because of nerves, but that's about it.
How was the process of auditioning so far? Obviously you're not done, but...
So far it has been pretty good. I mean, the cold, got to bear that just by standing there and getting through it. But I mean, when you come with a good group of friends and stuff, it's pretty good because they support you all the way with no matter what you do, so...
How early did you get here this morning?
I came from LaPorte, Indiana with some friends, and we got up at 4 in the morning, and we got here around maybe 7 mm-hmm. in the morning, so that was a fun early morning.
Yes, that is pretty early. If you were to be romantically involved with anyone on the show, who would it be and why?
Oh,
it's a good question.
That is a good question. I'd probably have to say Rachel.
Rachel? Okay.
She's just kind of like, I don't know, she seems like the kind of girl like that I would date. She's kind of like my type. She's really into music and everything, and like, so am I. But I'm also like the kind of chill, relaxed, laid back person who just like doesn't really care and just goes with the flow. But I mean, I could say Rachel, yeah.
Okay. What has been one of your favorite episodes of the past few seasons?
I've actually recently caught up on all the episodes, so I'm pretty good happy about that. But I would probably say the Christmas episode.
The most recent
yeah.
one? Do you have a favorite number from that one?
I mean, I like all of the music. It's pretty good. So I wouldn't say I had a favorite one, but mm-hmm. definitely just like when they go in and sing the Christmas carols to the teachers and stuff, definitely is pretty cool.
How was the... Do you like the tribute episodes, or do you find that the tribute episodes are too restricting in terms of how much music, like, it's not as free music choices in that single single episode?
I feel with some of the episodes, they pick really good songs. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I think that helps because they pick songs that most students and kids and, like, adults that watch the show, they know the songs and they can, like, dance along and sing along to them because they know them so well because they either grew up on them or they, like, just know them through radio and other stuff. So I think it helps because they do popular songs from pretty good artists.
Okay, awesome. It's been really nice time. Can you tell us your name and where you're from?
Yes, I am Samantha Galvin. I'm from Arlington Heights, Illinois.
How early did you get here today?
7 o'clock a.m. Yes.
That's pretty early. What song did you choose to sing today?
I sing Alone by Heart.
What do you think of the song selection? Because I know there was only 20 or so songs.
Yeah, it's kind of limited. But you know what? I think they picked a good variety for like each kind of type, you know? So you could pick something at least that you can either relate to or sing well. So, you know, pick what you can, right?
Yeah. Who's your favorite character on the show now?
I'm a big Rachel fan, I have to say. Cliche.
Is it because you relate to her or because you just like who she is as a person?
Well, I don't know, really. You know, you go on and off with her, but that's kind of what I like about her. But, yeah, I think everyone can kind of relate to her, you know?
Yeah, I like Rachel a lot because she's very polarizing.
Exactly.
So that's always exciting. Okay. What was your favorite? Do you have a favorite episode of the past few seasons?
Actually, I just saw the Christmas one, and I loved it. I thought it was really, really cute. And, of course, the Britney Spears one. Big Britney fan.
Oh, speaking of the Britney Spears episodes, what do you think of the tribute episodes? Do you think they should stick with the tribute episodes, or do you think they should have...
I think
you appreciate the variety in the normal episodes.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good variety, you know, switch it up instead of doing the same old thing, so it's nice to see, like, tributes to good bands and see what they pick, you know?
What do you think of the theatricality of the show? Like, if you were on it, I'm sure you'd be excited about doing the big production numbers and the band just coming out of nowhere.
I think that's what makes it really exciting. I mean, yes, sometimes it's a little unbelievable that they all of a sudden know a song in, like, 5 minutes, but I think that's kind of what makes the show so popular. They do all these big numbers and you don't know what they're going to do next, so, I mean, I think it's really exciting.
What did you think about the Gwyneth Paltrow cameo spot?
Oh yeah, the umbrella.
When she was on for the substitute. Mm-hmm. Did you like her character on the show?
I actually did. She's really kooky, you know, like as the teacher, and added a kind of a funny element to it, I thought. So
Brad Falchuk, one of the writers, recently confirmed that she'll be back because she was so well received.
Yeah.
So I was just curious.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Is there any guest stars that you would like to see on the show? I know MPH was pretty exciting, and so it was Olivia Newton-John and Josh Groban. But
yeah.
is there anyone? Even Britney Spears was on it.
I was gonna say Britney was my like main one, and she happened. So I don't know. I'm a huge John Mayer fan, and I think it'd be like a kind of different type of spin on it. You know, because they've been doing a lot of like other types of music. So
if you could pick a John Mayer song for a John Mayer themed episode, what would it be?
Well, I'm sure they'd pick like "Waiting on the World's Change," the Glee kind of song, you know? Okay. Maybe? I don't know.
That's really sweet.
Sure.
Thank you for the interview. Can I take a picture?
Those are the three interviews I did, and coming up right now is a conversation that I was having with the Oxygen producers that I didn't know Hannah was recording, but it's mildly amusing and has some interesting details. So I figured I might as well throw it in here because it's only like a minute 27 seconds long, so enjoy.
And so you couldn't tell if she could play high school or not, so Robert asked her to remove her makeup and go out and come back and sing again.
Wow.
She was amazing. It was really good. It was really good. Because then she looked like she could have played like a sophomore or freshman in high school, but before she came in, she had a ton of makeup. It was great.
Awesome.
So really good, yeah.
Everybody's so happy, like all the kids who have been waiting and everything. So.
I didn't see no one was frustrated with the lines. Anyone we talked to was like it moved along really fast.
We were like desperate to get them inside once the doors open. I was like, hurry up, move them along faster. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good.
How many people do you think were
here today?
Yeah.
About 752. The moment.
That's very specific.
Well, because they all have numbers, which is really nice. So if you have a number, you're like, yep, 753, I think, something like that. So
awesome.
So yeah, we're excited.
I thought it was more. I don't know. Maybe I just have no
sense.
No.
It's hard when you're looking at a crowd. It's like,
I wasn't sure if all those rooms were filled too. Like, was it just the right side or was it the left?
There was different rooms. There were some rooms on each floor, but I don't know where to go from my left.
Which training room were we in? I don't remember.
Yeah. So,
are you going to be interviewing anybody today?
We've done about 3 interviews today. So good. So it's been pretty exciting.
That's awesome. Good.
Excellent.
It's exciting talking to you.
This is an interview I had with a casting director for the Glee project, and I was so amazed that the PR person that I talked to, Morgan, got this set up for us to talk. He was super busy, and he still had 6 minutes with us. It was amazing. So I just want to thank Morgan for making this interview happen, and I hope you enjoy this little interview, even though I tried to get so many details out of him, and he was very resistant. He was very strong. So I commend him on not bowing down to my prowess of asking questions and having him tell you everything I want to know. But it still offers some insight onto the show, so you should listen and enjoy.
Hi, Edward. And it's really nice to meet you. It's awesome that you guys are here. Thank you very much. I have some questions for you. Are you gonna? I know you have this audition, and you have.
Are you auditioning?
No, I'm not auditioning.
Why not?
Because I can't sing that well, which is unfortunate.
It'd be great.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you doing any other locations besides the? Is it Houston or Dallas?
But Dallas. We're doing Dallas.
And then, are you doing any beyond that?
We've been doing some other avenues. Like, there's been some agent calls and different managers, and people have been requested by Robert himself to send in tape.
Okay.
And so some people are getting asked to other avenues, but primarily we're doing it based on Chicago and Dallas.
Okay.
Castings.
And are the MySpace auditions factoring into this at all, or was that?
Yeah, no, MySpace auditions totally factored. I don't know if you know the number. It was like 34,000.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, which was amazing. And what's cool is that those people have all been called, and all those people, we narrowed it down to. Can I say how many we narrowed it down to for MySpace? We shortlisted. We shortlisted about 200 of those people. So
yeah,
all those people have been notified.
Yeah, I remember seeing something on some website saying that there was a shortlist out, and the people who.
So anybody, but we are encouraging people if they still want to try out. Even if they didn't get a call by now, and they auditioned via MySpace, they probably won't be getting a call. But they should still come here and meet us in person, because it's always better to meet casting in person.
I can imagine it's much easier to be more objective if it's just on thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, 5 seconds.
Well, you get to see somebody's, like, passion in person. You get to hear somebody's voice in person. And there's nothing like meeting somebody in person compared to doing it, you know, over the phone or via video. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it's awesome. Like, the turnout's been phenomenal, especially with how cold it is.
Yes, I heard there was about over 700 people.
Oh, yeah. There's already over 700. Keep coming, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
So,
well, is this the turnout you expected, or were you?
No, this is pretty much what we expected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first season show, you never know what you're gonna get, and you know, being that we are doing this in only 2 locations, you know, you just never know. You could.
Yeah,
I
talked to someone like they flew in from Florida to come to this audition.
You just never know. You could have like 50 people show up to an open call, or you could have, you know, 10,000 people come show up to an open call. But this is definitely, for a first season show, what I think all of us expected, and the talent has been amazing. Like, I'm always like, quality over quality, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's been nice. Like, the quality's been awesome.
That's really good to hear. Are you doing anything besides singing? I know you were checking to make sure if everyone's over 18. And one of the qualifications was that you could play a high school student.
Right.
And singing ability. But are you going to be focusing on any acting today, or is that further along in the process?
Right now, we're just focusing on the singing.
Okay.
And later on, I don't know how we're going to end up doing the callbacks.
Okay.
We may end up testing them on dance. We may end up testing them on acting.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's in further discussions. We're not sure yet.
And what do you know what the next location, like, at, like, some people I talked to are like, oh, I got through to the next round, but what does that actually entail?
So basically, if they get through Robert's role,
okay,
they'll end up getting an on-camera interview.
Okay.
So after that, then we'll pitch that to our producers, and then we'll pitch that to Oxygen. And Oxygen will ultimately, and Robert, make the ultimate call of who will end up on. I mean, Robert is the be-all and end-all. yeah, you know, we're just, it's, I mean, it's amazing that people get to just go in there and see Robert himself.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, that's awesome. And he's going to be in every location, and he's been incredible. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to talk to him. I know he's super busy.
No, I wish we got the chance, but it's still been fantastic so far. Yeah.
I know I'm not as cool as him.
No,
exciting as him.
No, you're quite exciting. are you going to be doing, or how many, like, for the show, for the format of the show, is there going to be, like, finalists, and then you're going to narrow it down from there, or is it...
We'll end up shortlisting it again.
Okay.
And we'll... I don't know what that number is yet, but we'll shortlist it, and then we'll fly everybody probably to either New York or LA.
Okay.
And that will be our callback.
So probably, like, sorry. I imagine, like, that would be somewhere in the range of 100 to 300 people. I can't imagine you're having too many people.
Probably somewhere in there, but I can't think of it. As much as I want
I can ask.
I have to keep a little mystery.
You have to keep a little mystery?
Yeah.
That's true.
And like, your next question is going to be, how many people will ultimately be on the show?
No,
I can't tell you that either.
I was kind of dodged it, so I was like, fine.
Yeah. I wish I could.
That's cool. So what is the ultimate prize for this? I heard rumors that they were competing
the ultimate prize is that they'll have an opportunity to be on multi-episode, you know, starring role on Glee. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the ultimate prize.
Is there going to be any viewer voting?
To be honest with you.
So is it going to be strictly judges, or is it going to be... Or is it even going to be...
I don't know if that's even been talked about yet.
In the summer, is it even going to be even remotely live, or is it already going to be decided?
Discussions about viewer voting? Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you.
You don't even know if it's going to be live. Like, is the portion that's going to be live in the summer?
I don't know either.
Right now, we're just focusing on casting.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's pretty early in the project.
Still, I mean, this is our first casting process. So
I remember hearing rumors about this for last season, for last summer. And what was the delay, and why this year as opposed to last year? Or this year as opposed to next year?
I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's timing. Timing is everything. You know, that's really what it comes down to. It's like, now's the time. And
so, okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
For you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Very nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well.
Last but not least is my interview with Tiffany that was recorded by the Oxygen cameras that may or may not end up on the show in the summer. But the interview still happened, and Hannah was there, thankfully, to record it for me. So I hope you enjoy it. And I have some closing remarks at the end of this, and thank you for listening.
So, we're just hanging out in the hallway here at high school, you know, like Glee characters do, right?
Yeah, definitely. Lots of the scenes are in the hallway.
It's true. So, what brought you out of here today?
I'm Edward Jannar from the Gleeful Podcast, and I'm just going around talking to some people in line. It's been a really fun time so far today.
What do you talk about on your blog?
We just talk about all things Glee, and we talk about the songs, talk about the storylines, talk about the characters, talk about how the characters have developed throughout the series. It's a really exciting project.
What do you think makes all of the characters in Glee so likable? I mean, they start out as outcasts, and then eventually you just love them all.
Well, they're kind of like Island of Misfit Toys, and what I really like about characters on Glee, especially as opposed to other television shows, is that they have both good qualities and bad qualities. Very few characters are one-dimensional, and that's what really makes the show stand apart from other shows, because they're all so multi-dimensional.
What did you hear from some of the contestants downstairs?
They all were really excited about auditioning. They were all pumped for, like, just having the opportunity to go on it, and they were very excited about the storylines that they had the chance to do with the show.
Okay, so from a Glee fan's perspective, have you seen anybody downstairs that you're like, that person is totally Glee?
I've seen a couple of people. Her name was Michelle, and she was really fantastic. I got to hear a bit of her singing, and I did an interview with her. She was awesome. I was like, definitely a top 50 contender for sure.
And have you gotten to talk to Cord or Robert?
I know Cord is right there. I'm currently trying to get a hold of Cord, but at this moment, not yet. I got to talk to... No, I didn't talk to Robert either. No, I got to talk to some people, though. Very, very, very great stuff so far.
Nice. So what are you looking forward to most with the new season of Glee and the Glee project?
I'm looking forward to see how, like, since the producer of the show have already said that the current cast of characters are going to eventually be graduating, obviously. I'm excited to see the new characters and how the story develops. And this way, Glee isn't going to become stale. It's going to be constantly moving, constantly changing, and... I'm concerned a little bit that it's going to become like Disney Kids, where like they're like, I'll just going through it and like becoming becoming a part of the machine, but I'm not concerned about that yet. But it's very exciting for the new characters and the new storylines.
Are you going to be back tomorrow to see the rest of the castings?
I hope to be, for sure.
All right, well, we will definitely be checking out your blog. What is it called again?
Gleefulpodcast.com.
All right, and if you guys want to find out what else Oxygen is all about, head over to oxygen.com.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
I just want to thank Tiffany, Morgan, and Matt, and Jade, and Lisa, and everyone else who was super amazing and made this entire project amazing. I hope you enjoyed listening to the show, and most importantly, the fact that the reason I only got invited to this exciting adventure was because of you guys, the listeners. So I appreciate you guys listening and constantly giving feedback on iTunes and Facebook and sending in email after email. I can't believe how big this has become, and I really appreciate it. I just really want to thank you all for everything, for really everything. Sometimes I'm down, but you guys always bring me back up. So thank you for your time. Hope you have a fantastic New Year's. And if you're listening to this after New Year, I hope 2011 is exciting for you as well. So have a nice night. I've been Ed. Peace out.
Shine down all over the world except for when the monsoon strike.